Sarah, how was working on this album? Because it needed like 4 years or something, if I remember well. So it's really like a big work behind.
Well, not really, because I took 4 years to make it, but the album didn't take 4 years. It just took me 4 years to get off my ass and finish writing the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just because I had a lot of stuff going on in my own life at the time. And I just didn't have that much time to work on the music.
Mm-hmm.
So when we actually did work on it, it was pretty fast. But I think, you know, I finished about four songs maybe a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
The first four songs actually on the album, they were done a year and a half ago. And then it was taking me a really long time to finish all the rest of the songs. And then Zach Ray, my good friend and the guy who produced and recorded me, he basically, he joined that band Death Cab for Cutie.
Mm-hmm.
And so he told me, look, I just joined them and I'm going to go on tour for a year. So mm-hmm. if you want to finish your album,
mm-hmm.
we have to record it. Like, we have to finish it in March. And I think it was like, I had like, I don't know, 2 months and to finish all these songs. And I was like, oh no, wait.
You were
no,
like
shit.
Panic and anxious, yeah. And everything. Oh my God.
Yeah. And no, but it was good. It was so good for me because I needed that push.
Mm-hmm.
So then I really, really just focused and I worked every day and I finished all the songs and then we recorded them in March. And when we actually recorded, I mean, it wasn't slow. It was pretty fast. I mean, the rest of the other six songs we did, I think like in 3 days, but, and then I came back and did vocals a few days, but we recorded actually live, you know, with everybody pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But it was just me taking a long time to write.
So it was the one that pushed the best from you, from what was already inside your head, and you say,
yeah,
you needed the sack.
Yeah.
Pushing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the songs, because you say that a part of them was already finished in the first period and other in the second period after this pushing. What about the collaboration? Because you made quite a few collaboration on this album, like, well, Dustin, Awushka, and other artists the tracks with those artists, are it from the first period or the final rushing?
No, it's all together. I mean, my idea for the album from the beginning
mm-hmm.
was to collaborate with people. So maybe like 3 years ago, I started, or even maybe 4 years ago, I started telling people, hey, I want to collaborate. And so different people were sending me ideas and I was just working on them. And so a lot of these ideas, I already had them, you know,
yeah.
2 or 3 years ago, I just didn't finish them. Took me a long time to get to a place. I was having a really difficult couple years after the covers album.
Mm-hmm.
I had like a breakup, and then I lost my place where I was living, and
mm-hmm.
I was sick, and then I was just like, it was like all these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally ended up figuring everything out mm-hmm. and I got my house that I'm in now that I love, and slowly I started to come back to myself and feel really strong and good. And then I was more ready to focus on my music. So And you know, I also I don't, you know, I don't make a living doing music only, so I have to work. So with everything going on, I was also working, and I mean, like a lot of musicians, I was working and doing music. So my music was suffering, and I finally got to the place where I had the time, and I just sat and finished. But the collaborations was definitely the idea from the beginning, because I always think of myself more as a singer first, and I'm just not that good of a musician when it comes to like guitar or, you know, I mean, I play because I have to play when I'm live, but I'm not really a guitar player. You know, I'm not like somebody who really understands the guitar. So when I try to write, it's very frustrating because I can't play well enough to satisfy my voice.
Okay, so you
If that
see,
makes sense. So I.
so you see more yourself like only the singer speaking and highlighting the words maybe then.
Yeah.
Okay. That's nice.
So then when I try to write by myself, I can do it, but it takes a very long time and a lot of patience that I don't always have. So I did write two songs on the album myself, and then the rest I wrote my words and melody with somebody else's idea of music. And you know, sometimes we collaborate on the song structure or arrangement, but I didn't come up with the music, and that way I can do what I'm good at, and I can just choose the music that I think is right to sing on.
Okay, my
And
fair
I
my
think that, oh, go
No,
ahead.
continue. Sorry.
Oh no, I was just gonna say that I think having all these other collaborators brought a lot of really different flavors to my album too that I couldn't have thought of. So I think it's a nice way to do it.
Okay. And I was saying that my favorite track maybe is The Sharpest Knife,
Knife.
because it's powerful. I can't describe exactly, but I don't know. Maybe it's the more touching one, but the more powerful too. And how was working on this song, and what was your idea while approaching writing it?
Well, I was in a really hard place when I wrote that. And, you know, I just came out of, I mean, everything's kind of in that song. I came out of a relationship and I just felt completely misunderstood. Understood, as we often do when it doesn't work. And I just felt like in that particular case, I thought, why was I with this guy? Like, he didn't even know me and he didn't understand me and we weren't friends. And I don't know what I was thinking. And I just felt almost like I let myself down by trying to spend so much time with the person that it just was never working with. So you take that with this beautiful idea that Hauschka sent me. And to be honest, when I'm writing, I don't ever try to have a concept or an idea. I just put on some music and I just sing. And whatever comes out.
Maybe talking about your own life is like a therapy for a sort of,
Totally.
because sometimes people goes a lot to a therapist or something, but artists maybe are more shy about this, and music can help to sort all out in a positive way.
Totally. Totally. I for sure think it's my therapy, and I'm not trying to have a concept when I'm singing. So when I heard that song, I didn't think what it's going to be about. I just let myself sing, and these words came out, and my therapy began. And then once the idea starts to come, then I can really start exploring the words more. But I try to just be natural and let it happen naturally, and not try to shape it too much. And that song I wrote really fast, like it just came pouring out of me quickly, and it was a really good therapy.
I feel it, and it's, I can tell you that even sometimes when you listen it like a listener, normal listener, and you feel it, the song is a therapy too, because you say, you think, well, someone else had the same, so I'm not the only poor one, and there is a sort of sharing, and so it's quite amazing.
Yeah, I agree. I think for me, when I write, I'm just trying to figure something out in my emotions or something, and then after it becomes the song of whoever's listening to it, and whatever it means to them is something else. And I think this song has a theme that a lot of people can relate to, at least from everybody's, that's what everybody's telling me, and I understand it, because you know, you just have that feeling sometimes when you end something, like you don't even know what you were missing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know how great I am. Fuck you, you know? And I think we all feel that way. Everybody feels that way.
Okay. You know? And what about choosing the title track, Some Kind of Champion? Why this choose? Because I think that your direct choose, right?
Yeah. That was one of the first songs I wrote, and that was during the really harsh time that I was having. I had just some crazy shit happen. Well, I had. Do you know what mold is? Mold.
Yeah.
It goes in the walls. So I was living in this place, and it got it really bad because the lady upstairs, like her bathtub was leaking, and nobody knew, and so this mold was in all the walls, and I was really sick from it, but I didn't know why I was sick, and I just kept being sick for a really long time. And then finally we found it, and was like, oh my god, it was disgusting, it looked like a forest inside. And so I had to leave this place, and I really loved it, and I was like living in my office, my studio, you know, for a while. And then I moved to this another apartment, and that became another disaster. And it was just, I felt like with all of that, and with the chaos of feeling with my breakup, I just felt like, how strong do I have to be? You know, this is too hard. It was just, I felt like everything was being pulled out from underneath me. And I felt like everything was wrong, and everything was difficult, and I didn't know if I could survive it. And so I just felt like, what am I supposed to be, some kind of fucking champion fighter, you know? It's just like, it's too hard. So I guess that's where that came from. It was a time in my life that was, I just felt like I was taking a lot of punches. But I don't feel like that now.
Well, better. So, but I remember that you sent me maybe a message in February about the pledge campaign of this album, and I was happy to receive some new news about you. And the pledge campaign was a success because the album now is out, but you are not focusing only on the internet aspect of album, because I saw that you made a artwork and some other goodies with the album too.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain it? Because I have you as a Facebook contact. I don't think it's
okay
so clear for the people that doesn't have it.
Right. Yeah, my whole plan from the beginning was to make a new album, and for me, all of it is together. You know, I think the visual part and something you can keep forever is part of the experience. I don't want to just do the music. I have a so I did the artwork myself with I drew with colored pencils, and I made a lyric booklet with all the words that I wrote out. And then for the pledge campaign, I tried to come up with interesting things for people to be able to basically help me fund it. So I did different things on there. And then I really, really wanted to do a vinyl. And I just ordered that, so that's really exciting. But yeah, I think it's definitely a digital world when it comes to music, and I'm also that person who listens to things digitally. But I really love something about holding the piece, you know, with the artwork, and so I wanted everything to be for me. My first solo album, I did also the artwork. My second solo album was covers, so I didn't feel like I had to do the artwork myself. And actually, my best friend did it, Sana Hong. She's an amazing artist, and she did the artwork for that one. But for the new album, I wanted to do the art myself so that maybe the people who like the music can feel like it's all from me. There's nobody else, you know. I'm not like on a big label with like a production team, you know?
Yeah.
It's just me. And
It's just
so maybe
more like a
this.
piece of art, like like made something unique.
Yeah. Exactly. And then the listener can know that it's all from me. So
Because
maybe it makes it special.
sometimes we consider music like an art, but as you were saying, painting are more unique, and so I think that you try to combine the two.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, it's really cool. So, what about your plans? Because you have now the record out only in Italy and upcoming in the other country. So
Yeah.
maybe touring in the
Well,
beginning of the next year, I think.
yeah, well, actually, unfortunately, you know, because I don't have a proper record label, it's very expensive, and touring is very expensive. You know, you have to think about all of the costs that a lot of people don't realize when you're going to a show, but you know, the travel expenses and paying everybody and making sure you have a place to stay and something to eat and renting a van and equipment and all these things that add up. So, and because I'm not a really big artist, I don't make, you know, I don't play in giant places and sell a ton of tickets. So it's hard for me to tour because I don't have the money, basically. But if I had the opportunity, I would love to. But that being said, I think I'm doing a tour in Italy in maybe in early December.
Oh, cool.
It's not for sure. They're just trying to get all the shows and seeing how much, you know, if it's all going to make sense for me to come. But if I do, you know, I can never tour with my full band the way that it sounds on the album because it's just too much money. But I think it might be like me and two other guys, one Italian guy. I don't know if you knew, do you know Corrado Nuccini?
Yeah, just a little
Okay,
bit.
so. Yeah, so I sang on his album, the Vessel album, maybe a year or two ago. I sang in Italian with him, and so we became friends. And so he might come on tour with me and play guitar, and then I have my guy that I bring from the U.S., Scott Mercado, on piano, and maybe another guy. I'm not sure exactly. It's all just right now just talk, so we'll see if it actually happens. But there's a good chance I'm coming in early December. And then I don't know, you know,
where
if I can go somewhere else and tour mm-hmm. somewhere else, and it's enough money to bring me there and get me home, then I would do it. I don't even care if I make money, but I just need to, I can't pay for it out of my own pocket, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have enough money.
Yeah, I know.
So, but Italy has been so kind to me.
We love you.
I love Italy.
We love you too. Okay.
I love you guys.
Wow. Now, I really hope to see you soon live. And, well, maybe Corrado is from Reggio Emilia and I live in Parma, so we are really close. And I think we will see
maybe
you.
Maybe we can have a coffee.
Yeah, we can. Okay, thank you so much, Sarah, and enjoy your Sunday.
Thank you, Francesca.
Ciao.
Okay, ciao, ciao.